The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
What can be done about protesters gathering at the homes of politicians? We'll be finding out after we get the traffic with Mark Hogan.
Today FM's travel update with GetSetGo.ie. Game-changing online car, home and travel insurance that's faster, better and easier.
There's a queue leaving Galway City on the old Dublin Road between the Well Park Road Junction and Merlin Park Hospital. In Limerick, St. Nessens Road southbound is congested from St. Paul's roundabout until the Avonmore Road. Cork's North Ring Road eastbound is solid from Ballanderry Park until Tinker's Cross. And in Dublin, outbound traffic in Ranelagh is busy from before the school until the Triangle. And Finglas Road outbound has a queue from Ballyboggan Road Junction until Clearwater Shopping Centre. Mark Hogan, Safe and Travel.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Today FM. It all happens here.
And you're welcome back to The Last Word. It's Ian Guider in for Matt today. We'll turn now to what can be done to prevent protesters gathering at the homes of politicians. Last Friday evening, further protesters gathered outside the home of Taoiseach Simon Harris. They were moved on by Gardaí after a couple of minutes, but given the amount of times it's happening to numerous politicians, are new laws needed? Let's find out now what happened on Friday evening and also what potentially could come down the line. Conor Lally, Crime and Security Editor of the Irish Times is with us, and also Fianna Fáil Centre Malcolm Byrne, who's designing legislation around this area. Conor, just want to start with you. We had had this before at the Taoiseach's home, but it happened again on Friday evening.
That's right, Ian. We had a protest outside Simon Harris's home in May. Obviously, the family home is in Greystones, County Wicklow. And after that protest took place there in May, Simon Harris was quite vocal about it and called for Garda action. Now, he was quieter over the weekend after the second incident outside his family home on Friday evening. There was about six protesters turned up. They were wearing things like, COVID masks and scarves over their faces and so on. They unfurled a couple of Irish flags. They were protesting against the migrant camp, I suppose, in Ballyogan that has been opened in recent weeks. And really, they engaged there. There were Gardaí posted, obviously, outside the Harris family home. And the guards were, straight out of the Gardaí cars and over to the protesters. They engaged with them briefly. They pressed upon them the need to carry out a peaceful protest. And really, once the protesters had said their piece, they walked off then fairly quickly. The whole incident lasted about, 2 minutes or so. But even though it was fairly low-key and it was brief, it once again brings into focus this idea that far-right agitators, far-right protesters see senior politicians' homes as fair game for their protests. And obviously that's an issue. And it really brings into focus whether or not the Gardaí have the powers to act against these people or if they're actually breaking the law in what they're doing.
Conor, obviously people have a right to protest, but how does the current law fit in with people turning up with banners, with slogans on the Irish flag, wearing masks and filming the various properties and putting cameras into people's faces, including Gardaí as well?
Well, essentially, as you say, people do have the right to protest, and I suppose it's a cherished right in Ireland that people would have the right to protest. We have gone through a lot of, very tough periods in our history. That right to protest has, survived those various episodes. And it's a right that people cling to. But if we look at, if we look at the protests outside politicians' homes, basically, once the protesters don't engage in criminal behaviour when they're outside the houses, i.e. breach, of the peace or other crimes, they're not actually breaking the law by simply turning up at the houses. And that's even if they have balaclavas on, COVID masks on, whatever they have. And we have seen some fairly ugly ones really outside politicians' homes. So we've seen some pretty ugly ones, and ones where signs have been draped all over the exterior of homes, like all over, you know, railings and walls and all of that. And they have been very contentious. But the mere fact that these people would turn up and that they would stage a protest outside the homes isn't illegal in itself. They have to actually break some other law while they're there. Some people think that's okay. Others don't.
What are the Garda sources telling you? Would they like to see a change in legislation?
Well, I think what the Gardaí are saying is, I mean, you know, I think the Gardaí feel pressed upon, and they kind of feel that they're being put under pressure to take action against these protesters when they turn up outside politicians' homes. They feel, certainly the guards that I've spoken to, they feel that they're being blamed when these protests take place and they are not broken up. But they will tell you privately, look, unless these people actually break the law while they're outside the properties, we can't really, you know, act against them. And even if you look at the incident that happened outside Simon Harris's home last Friday evening, the protesters weren't really moved on by the guards. They agreed to go. And if they hadn't agreed to go, I'm not sure what powers the guards would have had to actually act against them. They could have stood there for hours, really, if they wanted. And once they didn't break any law, they were really okay to stay there. So I think the guards would like more clarity, and they would like it made clear what powers they do and do not have, just so that people know what they're able to do and what they aren't able to under the law.
Malcolm Byrne, Fianna Fáil Senator, I want to bring you in now because you have been looking at this area predating a lot of the protests that have happened over the past year around immigration and also around issues around the International Protection Service. Why hasn't it moved forward?
Well, good evening, Ian. Good evening to your listeners. So, as Conor said, there's a lack of clarity in this area, whether under existing law the Gardaí can take action when some of this intimidatory behaviour takes place outside an individual's home. So it was actually during COVID when we saw not just politicians, but a number of medical personnel, including the chief medical officer's homes, targeted, that I introduced legislation, which was the Protection of Private Residences Against Targeted Picketing Bill. And initially it moved sort of through the first couple of stages in the Shannon, but then the Department of Justice asked for time to consider the matter. We gave them over a year to consider it. It then went through committee stage recently. And frankly, I just think the Department of Justice has been dragging its heels a little bit on this. Either we're in a situation whereby there are laws in place and the Gardaí, you know, aren't fully aware of these laws, or, which is my opinion, we need to create a standalone offence of where there is a targeted picket or protest outside an individual's home, that's an offence and that the Gardaí can take action on foot of it. As Conor said, the right to peaceful protest is something that's really important and we need to protect it. But if people want to protest, they can protest outside constituency offices, government departments, Leinster House. There are plenty of places to peacefully protest. And there are lots of peaceful protests that take place outside Leinster House almost every day of the year. But what we saw outside the Taoiseach's house, and remember the Taoiseach wasn't there, was an attempt to intimidate and harass his young family who are in the house. And they're impacted by this, as well as obviously the Taoiseach's neighbours. And quite frankly, it's not acceptable.
Malcolm, the issue, as Conor said, a lot of these people are turning up. Yes, they might be wearing balaclavas or masks, but they're just standing there. Is this where the conflict lies, that the current legislation and even potentially the legislation you're looking at won't, you're looking forward to people not to be protesting within 200 metres of a home, that still allows them to turn up at somebody's road or at somebody's housing estate or wherever it is?
Well, arguably, but you can't. So, I mean, by the way, there is a slight irony in that the legislation was originally designed to deal with some of the anti-COVID restriction protesters who were refusing to wear masks, and now it's some of the same people who are turning up masked outside individuals' homes. But it does. It provides that you can engage, you know, in peaceful protests, but where it is a targeted protest outside an individual's home, then in those circumstances, it is a standalone offence. And, you know, similar legislation has been introduced in some of the states in the United States and some of the provinces in Canada. It's been upheld by the courts there. You know, one would hope that we wouldn't have a need for this kind of legislation, that if people wanted to protest about government policy, and it is an important part of a democracy, that they would know where they could do that. But an individual's home, an individual and their family, they have a right to privacy, they have a right to feel safe in their own home, and they shouldn't be subject to the kind of intimidatory and bully boy tactics that unfortunately we're seeing, you know, it's increasingly common.
When you speak to your colleagues and when you speak to other representatives in the Oireachtas, do you worry, or are your colleagues worried that this may result in something happening, that there could be an incident?
Well, we have seen, you know, a number of instances, and politicians will talk about, you know, where they have been threatened. We know we've had a number of cases, obviously, of harassment against politicians, some of which have gone to court. I've had the experience of having a brick thrown through the window of my own constituency office. You know, so there's a small group of individuals who are out there who they've no respect for democracy, they've no respect for peaceful protest. And, you know, we know that in the UK, this is the anniversary of the death of Joe Cox, for instance, an MP who was killed, you know, carrying out a clinic. We also saw the death of David Amos, a Conservative MP, similarly killed, carrying out a clinic. So there is always the danger, because we have seen, you know, some extreme examples of violence taking place on some of these so-called protests. But this is ultimately about protecting an individual's right to live peacefully in their own home. And by the way, it doesn't just apply, the legislation doesn't just apply to politicians. It also applies to journalists, medical personnel, people in the course of their duty.
Okay.
If you want to protest outside, you know, about a particular policy, there are plenty of places to peacefully protest, and you should be, you should do that.
Malcolm Byrne, and before that, Conor Lally, thank you very much for joining us.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper, weekdays from 4:30. Today.